on this student spotlight during New York University Week. Do Americans care about economic inequality? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shahrzad Gadarzi, doctoral candidate in psychology, looked to find out.
Around the world, disparities of income and wealth are large and getting larger. In the U.S., the three richest people hold as much wealth as the bottom half of the nation's population. Psychological research has shown that humans, and even some other primates, have developed an evolutionary aversion towards inequality in distribution of goods and resources. For instance, children as young as 6 years old have been found to refuse a desired item if it meant having more than their peers. Nonetheless, public opinion data suggests that a large percentage of Americans are not bothered by economic inequality. For example, a 2018 Gallup poll showed that one-third of Americans are satisfied with the existing income and wealth distribution. Such acceptance, despite general preferences for greater equality, raises the question of how people manage such contradictions. To address this, I, along with my collaborators, conducted a series of 6 experiments where we asked participants about their beliefs regarding the fairness of the American economic system by registering their agreement with the statements such as the following. Most people who don't get ahead in our society should not blame the system. They have only themselves to blame. Across these studies, we found that system-justifying economic ideology predicts dampened negativity, measured using self-reported and physiological responses to manifestations of poverty and wealth. We think the present result help explain the inconsistency between humans' deep-seated aversion to distributive inequality on the one hand and people's tolerance of societal economic inequality on the other. We also believe that this study provides evidence that upon encountering inequality, system-justifying beliefs palliates outrage, known to be an important psychological motivator of collective action in the service of social change.
That was Shahrzad Gadarzi of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.